Hello.
Welcome back to Swine Bites.
Ew, do not use that voice.
Oh, I just got so excited to be here. Wow.
Hello.
Mic levels are loud. Hi. We're here.
Mine's really not that loud.
Well, I can very much hear myself.
Well, perfect.
I just moved my foot and I could hear that too. And yours. So just don't move or breathe or look at me the whole time we record this.
Welcome back to Swipe Right.
Yeah, welcome back. It's your host,
DJ X.
And DJ K.
Or Leah. Doesn't really matter at this point.
We're over it. We're fine. At this point, I'm willing to give you my social insurance number.
Yeah, honestly, just hit me up.
Hit us up.
Swipe right.
Yeah, I'll give you my latest T4. Like, let's just be friends.
So, what's new?
What's new with you?
Honestly, not that much, but, like, kind of.
Don't insult me by saying not that much, because when I say not that much, it actually means not that much. And when you say not that much, you mean I've been on 3 dates since our last show. So tell me.
You know, I'm just doing this 100-date challenge, and, it's going well, you know? And every time I tell someone about it, they're like, oh, that averages to one date every 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, I'll make it work. Don't worry. If I have to go on a date, 2 dates in 1 day, I'll make it happen. Don't worry.
We have time.
Summer's coming up.
Summer's coming. Get like 4 dates in a day.
Exactly.
You can start to do day dates and
yeah, exactly. Breakfast.
Slipping on ice.
Breakfast, go for lunch, right? And then dinner, and then go out to a bar or something. 4 dates.
Okay,
done. Same outfit.
If I have like 4 dates in 10 years, I'm like success.
Oh, shush. Because you will not. You have guys on Tinder messaging you, and you will not go on dates with them.
Because
so they're there, right. You just do not follow through.
That's an inaccuracy.
Mm.
I'm just here. I'm content. I have too many TV shows on the go to, like, think about participating in dating. I have too many. I just started watching The Act.
Yeah.
Which is based on a true story of the murder of, I forget her name, but it was done
perfect.
By Gypsy. It was... this case of, like, Munchausen's by proxy.
Oh.
Hi, cute name. Not so cute, though. Not such a cute reality, though. But, yeah, so that's really interesting.
So, I think just today, we should talk about being single.
Sure. I'm an expert.
I think we are more qualified to talk about this than actual relationships.
Yeah, like, I really don't think that we should have a show on modern dating because, one, I don't date, and... I go out of my way to not date. Actually, so much so that the other day I deleted OkCupid, I deleted Tinder, and I was just like, you know what?
Endless cycle.
This has not gotten me any success, and I'm tired. And it's like it's more become like a game of like just swiping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how fast can I swipe today?
Oh my
God. How many people am I repulsed by? How many offensive messages will I receive? Actually, I do have one that's quite funny.
Is this the one you sent me the other day?
Fast enough. Yeah.
Oh my, when I read this.
Okay.
Like, there are some people out here that think these messages are okay, and it's not okay.
His name is Andre, and he's 26, and
okay.
He is...
So
he's interested in monogamy, so snaps for Andre. Apparently, we're 88% match, which is disturbing, to say the least. But anyways, he wrote me based on my intro and said, have you ever hit or kicked a guy in the nuts before? LOL. I bet your beauty and captivating smile would dull most of the pain. LOL. Am I wrong? Or do you kick hard?
What the heck? I cannot.
Honey, you need therapy.
This person was literally sitting down somewhere, wrote this out and said, yeah, that's a good message.
Let me just press send on that one.
Send.
Real quick. This is going to get a response. There's another one from Adam. He was 36 from Brantford, which is always just red flag.
Yeah.
Anyone from, like, Brantford,
Hamilton,
Brampton, Scarborough. No. Sis, do not approach the bench. he wrote, I'm up to giving you kids. I have a high sex drive if you're that bored. I drive also.
Perfect. So.
These are the requirements for me. I want you to give me kids. I want you to be able to drive an automobile. And I want...
High sex drive is necessary.
Or else, again, do not
approach. So, wait. You have to have a high sex drive to get kids? And drive?
According to Brantfordtonians.
God, I hate some people.
I'm pretty sure those are the only ones I screenshotted from this week. But it just made me severely depressed that that was the kind of content that I was receiving. And I'm like, you know what? I am better than this. Not so much better that I just...
I had a guy message me yesterday, and he said some very offensive things, like just like sexual things. Obviously, I didn't answer, but I didn't unmatch, and he sent me, shit, I feel like I blew this. Can I at least buy you a drink to make up for it? Honey, no. I can't. Why would you think I would accept that offer when you just like, I cannot. Like the logic?
I had this one guy that I went on a date with, and we were talking for a while. Mm-hmm. Like, I had always had a crush on him, and he was kind of in my friend group. We don't talk anymore, but I remember the one time he gave me, he's like, oh, you need a nickname, and I'm like, oh, I need a nickname.
Yeah, okay.
That's cute. We're here for it. Like, sign me up. And then I was like, oh, it's going to be so adorable. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just going to swoon, like, right into his lap, you know, amongst other things. Yeah. And... yeah, he's like, okay, so your name starts with B, so how about Beans?
I would have been like, honey, no, sorry.
I was so upset and offended. You were going to associate me with
Beans?
Beans, which are something that comes with your breakfast that everyone puts to the side. Also causes gas. That is what I'm being associated with. Because you're too lazy. That's the first thing that came to mind.
What was that show called? About me? Even Stevens.
Yeah,
His friend was Beans,
who was obsessed with bacon. And I'm like, no, sir.
No, next. Thank you, next.
But that story does not end there because he was in my friend group, like relatively. We were like acquaintances / semi friends with the same people, and so we would go out and party together.
Yeah.
And he would still refer to me as Beans in a public space, which is rude.
Did other people start calling you Beans?
Yes. And to this day, I still go to parties and people are like, oh, there's Beans. And I'm like, today is the day that I will die.
Next time someone calls me Beans, I'm dying.
I am going to stop breathing because I'm done. I am done with this.
But yeah, what are we talking about today? I think maybe we'll do a little music break and then jump into it or what?
Yeah. No, I think we're going to talk about how to be single. We're going to talk about
maybe
how
rejection.
To deal with rejection. Yeah. Cute.
Cute. I just
binge watch Queer Eye and like my soul is just like speaks and like matches so well with Jonathan Van Ness's soul. And he always says, that's cute. Like, we're here for you, queen. And I'm like, literally, that is how I'm stuck speaking recently. Just because that's like, I spent 8 hours of my life watching Queer Eye. But yeah, I also wrote down an interesting fact.
Oh.
Yeah, I have
perfect.
One. So just before we head into the break, why not have a fact?
I would love that.
Because, hi, we're here for facts.
Educate me.
Facts are facts. Okay. Anyone that watches RuPaul will get the reference. Anyways, so, women's online desirability peaks at 21 and declines steadily after that.
I feel that.
The common belief being that men are biologically programmed to desire young women, which makes sense because if you're into any sort of, like, evolutionary psychology, it's like men are drawn to those that are able to produce more offspring to perpetuate their bloodline, basically, but, so young women.
Like, I'm gonna be 22 next month, and it was, like, when I got Tinder when I was, like, just, like, freshly 18.
Yeah.
Like, that was one of the first things I did when I turned 18. And it was, like, I would match with, like, guys that were, like, 24, 25 at the time, and they'd be like, oh, like, you're only 18, that's so hot. And it's, like, that's you're disturbing. Sexualizing my age? Like, that's kind of messed up.
It's, like, you're infantilizing me?
Yeah.
Ew. But yeah, no, I've noticed that actually because I'm not well. I'm an unwell individual. There's this guy that I used to have a crush on that used to come into my work a lot. And he was anyways, long story. But basically, he was in his early 30s, like 33. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, I'm 26 this year. Like, mm-hmm. it's not that big of a stretch.
Yeah.
But I really, really wanted to find him on Tinder because my coworker, who was 34, had seen him on Tinder. So I was just like, maybe he just doesn't have his age as low as, yeah. like, 25. And so I was like, let me be a creep. Mm-hmm. So I reset my Tinder. I put my age as, like, 29.
Yeah.
And I found him, by the way. Matched with him.
Love it.
Nothing happened.
Oh.
But, you know, I got, like, that
satisfaction just matching, being like, yeah.
yes, approved. but I noticed that there was, like, a substantial decline in the amount of matches that I was getting mm-hmm. at, like, me being 29.
Mm-hmm.
That story makes me sad. Wild.
Creepy.
And I take accountability for that, but I was curious.
No, yeah. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's really frustrating.
Age is a thing.
You always think, or, like, you're always told that women generally peak in their early 20s. And mm-hmm. and then there's just, like, a steady decline. And then, yeah. hi, menopause, knocking yeah. at your door. And that's not fun. Because all of a sudden, then men start peaking. Like, look at Steve Carell. Like, look how great he looks. Like, he's a honey. He's, like, honey, please. Sign me up. But, yeah.
Yeah, it's great fact.
Great fact.
Great fact.
Depressing fact.
Something to think about.
4 years past that age.
Oh, shush.
Want to cry? This is why I deleted Tinder. It doesn't work for me.
Oh, hush up.
In the eyes of Tinder, I cannot bring children, despite Ew. What Brant Tonian thinks.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
All right, so we're going to get into Destiny's Child jumping because Destiny's
because,
Child.
Yeah.
Okay, goodbye. The club is full of ballers and their pockets full of gold. And now you fellas leave your girl with her friends, cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping. We say you got a girl, yeah, it's true, you got a man. And that was Beyonce and the other
Beyonce.
Ones.
Beyonce.
Just kidding.
Huh?
I said Beyonce and the other ones. Like her backup singer. And I was like, oh, don't hate me. And we know Kelly.
Gosh.
Anyways, so... what are we talking about? We're talking about being
single.
Single gals in a world.
We are, like I said before, experts on this topic.
Experts. You don't even want to know how many Valentine's Day I've spent alone.
With pizza.
Yeah. I've only ever brought one guy home, and I still hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how inactive
yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
But.
You know what? Like, one thing about being single is, like, my parents are always, like, when Christmas comes around or, like, a holiday comes around, like, Easter's coming up, they're mm-hmm. like, you bringing someone home? And I'm like, no, I don't have time to add to my extracurriculars here. I'm sorry.
Extracurricular? I didn't sign up this season.
I don't need that on my co-curriculars. Sorry.
God.
I don't have time. My slots are full.
Yeah, I am too busy. And then when I'm not busy, I just want to watch TV.
Yeah, just like, leave me alone.
I just want to watch TV and have a bath and drink a glass of wine.
Do my own
thing. And go
to
the dog park. Like, I do not have time for dating. I don't. And I honestly, I just don't have the energy.
Yeah, we sound like...
It involves a lot of work.
We just sound like a bunch of whiny bitches, but it's just, it's so true.
It's very true. It's very accurate. But I have to, like, and I have that same thing, too, where it's, like, my family is constantly asking,
yeah.
oh, so, like, have you met, like, anyone? And I'm just like, no. And stop asking
even
me that.
Even my mom is
okay
like,
to be single.
You got someone, like, on the side? I'm like, Mom, I cannot tell you these things. I'm so sorry. She just wants to know.
Like,
I guess, like, comes over occasionally. She loves the tea.
Well, my dad's, so it more so happens, like, actually my mom's side of the family doesn't generally harass me about these things because I think they know me a little bit better.
Yeah.
And they know that that has never been a priority to me.
Yeah.
And, but with my dad's side of the family, I don't know them as well and as intimately. And so whenever I see them, it's always like, have you met anyone?
Yeah.
Or, like, what's going on? And then the other, like, plethora of small topics. But also, they always, my dad's brother, like, his, like, my cousins, they always have different, like, rotational partners.
Yeah, I cannot.
And now they've had the same partners for, like, a couple years now. And so the only one dating in my family, obviously, is my dad, but then all my youngest brother. And so my middle brother and myself, like, we just don't date. Mm-hmm. And so I think they're just, like, raising an eyebrow constantly. But I know that my grandfather recently asked my dad if I was interested in women as opposed to men. Because he was so confused as to why I had brung anyone to the holiday dinners. Yeah. And I'm like, come on, no.
And, like, I'm not trying to bring someone that I'm, like, just started seeing to my house. Because I know my parents would, like, welcome them and, you know, like, they would just get attached.
Yeah.
And I think if I didn't bring them back, my mom would get kind of hurt. Like, did we do something?
Yeah.
Like, no, mom. Like, it's fine. Yeah. It's just, like, not that serious.
And also, like, I think because I have not and I've only ever brought the one guy home and I've always just been single for so long and I haven't had anything, like, I've seen people, but it's never been anything serious enough to, like, introduce to the family.
Exactly,
like, I think now if I were to eventually bring someone home, it would be obscene. There would be obscenities happening at all points of the room because they would be freaking the out.
Yeah.
And I can't handle that.
Yeah.
And so now there's this, like, really big buildup to this, like, potential relationship that has not happened.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of fun and intimidating, and I don't love it.
And you know what? In the summer, I made a big mistake. So my cousin got married, and I have two older sisters, and we all had, like, we got invited, and we also had a date each, like, in the invitation. So my mom is like, come on, like, you probably have a friend that's a boy that can come. So I was like, you know what, Mom? Sign my date up. Fine, I'm fine one. So I invited one of my friends, and they still talk about him. I'm like, how's Chris doing?
Yeah.
Like, have you seen Chris lately? I'm like, no, he's my friend. Like, I'm not trying to date.
No.
They're like, oh, we love Chris. He's so nice. What's wrong with him? I'm like, there's nothing wrong with him. I'm not dating him.
I know. It's just really frustrating. And also, I feel like there's this really, like, especially with me being 25 and, like, heading into my late 20s, I think there's this, like, this timeline embedded on women where they're supposed to, like, have met someone.
Yeah.
Now start thinking about children and, like, being fertile and, like, and I know so many people that are already married. I know so many people that I've graduated alongside in high school that already have one
children.
Or two kids.
Yeah.
And that's just not something that was ever interesting to me, at least. Like, it is, I think, in the long haul, but, and maybe in my early 30s, I'm interested in having
kids. Right now,
no. Not interested. I don't want a mortgage. I don't want to be in a relationship that I'm going to be in for X amount of years. And who knows, with divorce rates nowadays, how long relationships actually are.
Yeah.
But I just, I don't know. I'm 20, and it's, like, the best time to be single. And I think that there's, like, this level of uncomfortable, I can't even say the word.
Uncomfortable stigma?
Sure. Let's throw that one in the mix.
Yeah.
But with, like, especially with the older generation, with women that aren't, like, alongside men, especially. So I think that's, like, yeah. But I think, for me, the biggest two cliches I hate is someone that is single, and because everyone's always assuming that you're looking for someone, because God forbid you're okay with being single, is love will come when you stop looking.
Ew, you know what? I had a friend that was like, Leah, you're not interested?
Just stop looking.
And you just stop looking, and you'll find them in the place you least expected.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you'll just bump into them one day in the streets. I'm like, honey, have you ever, what? And this is someone that has been in a relationship for like 3 to 4 years. And I'm like, have you been in the dating landscape?
Because
it is grim,
it's
honey.
Just,
it is grim. Also, when they say, I'm too picky. No. And I've been told this my entire life. And I resent that. And, like, do not tell people that. Because, honestly, like, I don't think that there's anything wrong or there should be any consequences to having standards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what am I supposed to enter
or
into?
Likes.
Like, like, am I supposed to compromise what I want in life?
Just to be
and
with
my
someone?
Time
yeah.
just to have
no, honey.
Someone in my life? And what? Just because, you know, it's expected of me?
I'm
but
not
I'm
trying
like,
to settle. If I'm single for the rest of my life and I do my own thing, I'm cool with that.
Yeah,
I'm If I
fine.
Never find that person, fine. It's kind of sad, but to some people, but to me, I'm living my life.
I've known so many of my friends that have just bunny hopped from one relationship to the next, and there's never that moment in between where they're just like, hi, I'm single, and let's just actually live in that. And it's really, it's always been such a curiosity to me because I just couldn't imagine, maybe I'm, like, fiercely independent and, like, maybe to a fault because I just don't really recognize that, like, I don't know how someone can, like, be with someone so intimately and yeah. so close together. And it's like, don't you want that time to develop you and to find out who you are, like, mm-hmm. disassociated from a partner?
And, like, I look at my older sister. She's 10 years older than me. So she'll be 32 next week, actually. And this boss-ass bitch works her ass off at work. She makes yeah. lots of money, has her own place, like, nice place downtown Toronto. She's not in a relationship, but she doesn't give a shit because she's living her life.
Yeah.
And she's 32. And here my mom is talking to her, like, oh, well, you're going to be 32. Like, let's get a also, move on here. My sister's like, I do not care. I'm living yeah. my life. Yeah. I have my life sorted out. Like,
I'm happy. Like, yeah. my life trajectory is not going to mirror yours. It's not going to be mirror my mother's. It's not mm-hmm. going to mirror my aunt's or yeah. my friend's. It's going to be different because yeah. I'm different. And what yeah. I want in life is different. Yeah. And so, like, don't impose your expectations upon me and mm-hmm. make it feel like I'm a failure because I'm not meeting yeah. them. Because those are yours. Those aren't mine. As mm-hmm. long as I'm happy and content in the way that I'm conducting my life,
doesn't like, matter whether what I'm you
with
think.
A partner or not, like, respect that and validate that because it's important.
Mm-hmm. And it's, like, super important. Like, one good reason to be single. Concentrate on school, on work. Establish yeah. yourself. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Also, love you that. Can do what you want when you want. You have no obligation to anyone else but yourself, and it's fantastic.
It's okay to be alone on the
do
weekend.
Do you
want to
eat a whole pizza by yourself? Eat a whole pizza.
Hell yeah, I want to eat a whole pizza by myself. Yeah. I'm not trying to eat two pieces and pretend like I'm full. Sorry.
Do you want to switch into your pajamas the second you enter your home?
Just take your pants off?
Do it.
Do you want to walk you're single?
Around do naked? It. Do it. Do you want to not deal with your adult acne? Do it.
Honestly, look.
Do you want to work 80 hours a week? Do it.
We're here for it.
Yeah, we're here. We support you. Your decisions. And you don't need anyone else but
us. I was looking at this article, and it's why single shaming needs to stop and how your 20s is, like, the best time to be unattached to someone. And it says, like, all of your friends who are married or in relationships always say they're living their life, like, vicariously through you. And it's like, yeah, you are, because I'm living my best life doing what I want to do. Yeah. And I don't need to consult someone else to make a decision, yeah. you know?
And, like, there's so many times where, like, I've been either friends with or there are people in my family that I've been in relationships that are so incredibly toxic, but because they're so fearful of being alone mm-hmm. and associating being single with being lonely and sad and, they like, put depressive, it up with it. They continue and they put mm-hmm. up with it and they perpetuate this toxic relationship for as long as, you know,
yeah,
as they can or mm-hmm. they're still in them. And I'm like, I would not want to compromise my happiness based on a fear of being alone. Like, yeah. that is what is sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hate that people look, and, like, there is that single shaming, although, like, I've never really used that term, but, like, mm-hmm. they look at people that are single and unattached, especially those that are closer to mid-late 20s, and they look at them, like, through this, like, lens of pity and, mm-hmm. like, sadness, and I'm like, I'm good. Leave your yeah. pity at the door, honey, because yeah. I am my
not
own.
Here for it.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. I am very okay. And you know what? That's fine. I have mm-hmm. my friends. I have my dog. I'm good. I have my yeah. job. I have school. I'm
and if
set.
I really want to go on a date, I'll pull out the Tinder.
Yeah. Like,
it's really not, I don't know.
No, it's so true.
And I kind of think that pity goes hand in hand with, like, being afraid of rejection.
Oh, well, of course.
You know? Like, yeah. people are so afraid of it.
No, it's so true.
And the funny thing is, Britt and I are looking up rejection and, like, how to get over it or how to deal with it. And on multiple accounts we saw, take a Tylenol. It helps.
Take acetaminophen. We're here.
I want to know if this is real or not.
Because if that's the truth, if that'll stop all the emotional, like, the landmine of emotional bullshit that comes with rejection, if all I have
I'll
to
be
do
pumping
is,
Tylenols all yeah, the time.
Let me just take a quick T3 and we're good. Honey is back.
Takes the pain away.
Takes all of the damage. All of the damage away.
If anyone can confirm if this is real or not,
confirm
please
or not.
Please let us know.
Oh my god.
So yeah. Moral of the story, if you get rejected, take a Tylenol. Everything will be okay.
Yes. Also, while we were researching, I stumbled upon this article from Psychology Today, and it brought up this fact, and I'm very passionate about it, so I need to give it light.
Of course.
And it said, Hold on. I'm on the wrong one. And I wrote it down. Why am... Number 9.
Here we go.
So sorry.
Just the story of our lives, everyone. Hate myself.
Okay. So, wanting to look good is fine, but if you depend on makeup, Maybelline could sabotage the relationship down the road. Case in point, while at the store recently, I overheard a guy say to his friend, "I really like her, but I went to bed with one woman last night and woke up to a different one this morning. I didn't realize how much makeup she wears. It's scary, actually. Don't be that gal." No, don't be the gal that writes and shames women that enjoy makeup. And also, if yours too... Like, no, I'm sorry, but, like, makeup isn't some sort of mask. Like, it's not like we can scare you. I hate that.
I look different, but I don't look like a different person.
And also, like, that's really, like a source of vulnerability for some women is to, like, wake up and have that reality of not having makeup on. Like, a lot of people wear makeup as, like, a protective measure against a society that imposes really, really critical and, like, severe beauty standards, westernized beauty standards on women, and it's like, honey, I don't need to hear that you were scared. No, any amount of makeup that you want to wear is okay.
We are here for it.
You want a cake, you want to wear 17, you want to cook your powder, and you go ahead and cook, you bake, you
whatever you need to do.
Cheeks.
Yeah,
we're here for it.
I just like, I know, I've heard guys talk about, like, oh, I love, like, the natural look. Well, honey, guess what? You still need 17 makeup products to look natural.
Yeah.
So it's really not, there's no difference here.
No, 100%. And I'm just like, there's
and
no.
if I'm comfortable enough to take my makeup off, like, around, if I really like you, and I take my makeup off in front of you, like, that says a lot. You know what I mean? Because...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, don't shame women for being into makeup. Like, makeup is an artistry, and it's fun, and a lot
of... Yeah, you try it.
You try it.
You try it, buddy.
You try it. We hate you. Okay, so we're going to head into our second break, because we're just mumbling about makeup at this point. So we're going to go into Georgia Smith, On My Mind.
Love.
All right. I'm going to click the longest remix.
We are back.
So we jumped into 2 songs because we don't have enough content for this episode.
The reality is.
The reality is it wasn't us being generous. It was us being unprepared. So, oh yeah, before we get going and before I forget, I did have a recommendation for a podcast based on love.
Oh, beautiful.
Cute, right?
Let me know.
In different forms of love. It's called The Modern Love Podcast, The New York Times.
Love that.
Love it. So
wait, so what did they talk about? Just love?
Yeah, different forms of love. Like, the New York Times has basically, they publish personal essays in their modern love section, I guess. I have never read the actual essays, but I've listened to them. So basically, the Modern Love podcast is put forth by the New York Times, and they have basically like a host, and then they have celebrities reading personal essays by those who have submitted and, like, entered and been published. And it's an absolutely incredible, incredible podcast. I've cried multiple times.
Aww.
And just the amount of love stories and across the world, like, is just absolutely so beautiful. And there's this, an episode on, like, ableism, because this woman was writing about how she was dating this man named Adam, who was a paraplegic. And it was just about, and, like, how that journey worked. And, like, what, and then after there, the celebrity... has read the personal essay. The person that actually wrote it comes on and talks with, like, the host or moderator.
Aww.
And they talk about, like, what they've learned and where they are now. And it's, like, there's these beautiful, beautiful stories from, like, all across the world. And, like, it, and just about love and just about how you learn. And there's one about being a mother and just, like, so all different. And so I definitely want to recommend that to anyone listening because, I mean,
that's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely much more beautiful than this this show.
The
much
shit
more
show.
Eloquent and well-read and well-written and well-spoken, definitely. And also, you get to hear some of your favorite actors and actresses and read out all these beautiful stories. So,
beautiful.
Yes, go into your favorite podcast app if you have one. if you don't, get one, because podcasts
are start fun. Listening, yeah, because yeah. Britt is out here giving you guys recommendations.
Yeah, and, like, I'm not here to waste my time. I'm not here to waste DJ X's time. And listen to me, because I'm the voice of reason here, okay? But, yeah, so how do you deal with rejection? Have you been rejected before? Tell me the tea.
I'm trying to think the last time. I wasn't rejected, but it was, like, I was seeing someone, and you know this person very well also, and, and this person literally gave me all the signs that he was interested. Yeah. And you know this.
Of course.
And, we were doing everything, like, but dating at one point. And then, all of a sudden he got a girlfriend, so it was kind of, like, put the brakes on, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't really know. I think I was sad for, like, a day, and then I woke up the next day, and I was like, you know what? I'm too much of a bad bitch for this.
Yeah.
I just gotta keep doing my thing, you know?
Yeah,
of course. But, obviously, that's not the same for everyone.
No, it's definitely not always so easy.
I feel like I don't get feelings very often. Mm-hmm. So, like, this one time where I did kind of catch the feels,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, overnight it just ended.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was more of a shock
than anything. Yeah, of course, anything, it's always shocking. Especially when you've invested so much time into it. It's
yeah,
just like,
and have had so many conversations, mm-hmm. like, leading up to, and then it was just, like, all of a sudden.
And
it
never really came to, like, fruition.
Yeah.
Thanks for the update.
Okay,
or
cool.
Lack thereof.
Yeah.
Great. Love it. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't really gotten rejected all that much in the most recent future, past, present, who cares? What is a time frame? But I think, like, me being ghosted recently is a form of rejection.
Yeah,
and especially
definitely.
With someone that I had invested so much time in talking to. Whether that was just, like, through, you know, Snapchatting and messaging and texting and phone calls, and maybe it wasn't as much of time spent, but it still felt like there was really long time, and there was also no explanation.
Mm-hmm.
And so that also comes with, like, I felt rejected, but then I wasn't sure why, and then I felt kind of hung out to dry, and I was just like, okay.
Like, it's just kind of, you know what, like, if you're not interested, that's fine to me. Just let me know.
Yeah.
Don't just, like, cut contact or, like, just get a girlfriend out of the blue because it's, like, kind of makes me feel like.
Yeah.
What?
I think people have so much trouble communicating and being honest. And then they don't realize, like, that, the inability to have a conversation actually hurts much more than any sort of verbal rejection would be. Because as much as, like, I don't want you to give me 7 reasons why I suck and why you're moving on, I would like to have a conversation, and so that I don't begin to generalize and be like, well, it's my fault. It's never your fault.
Yeah.
And I think that that's why. It's like, do not, like, I want it to prevent myself from generalizing and it being like, and for me, it's always like, it's about, like, how I look and my physical appearance, and it's because of this, and because I wasn't trying, you know, and it's like, please save me from overgeneralizing and being anxious and, like, the self-deprecation.
You're talking to another girl? Cool. Let me know.
Let me know.
If you are too busy with school, let me know. Too busy with work, let me know. That is fine. I'm very understanding.
Yeah.
But you need to meet me halfway here.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, to be fair, I've never been broken up with because I've never really been in a serious relationship that would require that. And so I can't imagine how that would feel, and I've only ever heard that and, like, have seen that and have, like, helped my friends and family go through that. But I've never firsthand experienced it.
Yeah.
And it both, like, it scares the living hell out of me. Mm-hmm. Like, to be rejected in a way that, like, is actually so impactful in your life.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where, like, you have to think about where you're going to live for people that have moved in together and, like, the division of resources and, you know, like, what does that look like for your friend group?
That is
Like, obviously, that is a much larger form of rejection. But in terms of just simply dating and, like, dating apps and, I think it's always, especially with dating and, like, meeting people online, my biggest fear is always just, like, again, physical appearance, because obviously I think you have a certain impression and you can really craft how people view you on dating sites and how you, like, and you can really limit your personality and, like, vibe off of what they say so easily and so, like, calculated through messaging and or, like, any sort of online dating sites, because it's, like, you have the time. It's not happening in the immediate moment. And so when you meet them, obviously they're presented with how you are physically, but it's like, it definitely changes things. And so I think that there's always that fear of rejection based on that.
But then again, you are a bad bitch.
But like we said earlier, all we have to do is take a Tylenol and we'll be fine. Still the funniest fact I've heard all week.
But
I read a few things and it was a lot of the, again, like, don't generalize. Like, how to deal with rejection is, like, don't generalize.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, don't take it too personally, and it's not necessary. And, like, obviously this doesn't, like, cloak all of rejection. It doesn't, like, apply to all of it. But, like, don't take it too personally in the sense, like, it's not you as a person being rejected.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's not, you're not a bad person. You're not ill. Like, you're not unwanted or you're not unworthy of love. Like,
yeah.
And allow yourself to feel it as well and, like, process it and unpack it and deal with it. I mean, depending on, like, how invested you were in that person.
Exactly, yeah.
But allow yourself to feel it, and instead of pushing it down, work through that pain. And you don't necessarily have to figure out what you were doing wrong and, like, improve upon it, because something that someone might have rejected you in one relationship could be what someone admires and loves in another relationship.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
As long as it's not, like, toxic behavior that you're emitting, then, like, do you, continue to do you. Like, don't necessarily change yourself based on the rejection of others, because that's one person, that's not everyone. And there's so many other opportunities to meet people. And
I truly believe that everything does happen, like, for a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you get rejected by one person and you thought this person was, like, the love of your life and they rejected you or broke up with you, whatever.
Yeah.
That's just, like, it sounds cheesy, but, like, it just opens up, like, so many other opportunities,
course.
Right?
I mean, and it's the truth. I mean, everything feels so intense, especially around our age, and obviously much earlier, and going, like, even from 18 to, like, probably around my age, 25, everything feels, it's the worst case scenario. Everything feels impossible to work through. Everything feels like it hurts the most, but, like, we're so young and there's so much life to live and so many new experiences and people to meet and to enter into your lives that you can't predict what you will and who you will meet.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's, like, fair to yourself to, like, restrict yourself and not approach any sort of potential for love or, like, come on.
And, you know, like, I have, like, some friends that were in relationships, like, end of high school or, like, couple of years or, like, a year ago. I have one friend in particular, and she is just, like, so closed off because she was rejected or broken up with by, like, someone she thought she loved, and I'm sure she did love him, but it was just, like, after the breakup she just, like, put up this wall, and it's like, oh, I don't want to be, like, rejected again, or I don't want to be broken up with again, so, like, all men are trash, so, like, that's sort of for, like, her. Didn't ruin her perspective on dating, but it just kind of, like,
it definitely compromises how willing you are to be open to another person.
Yeah.
And, like, and that's the thing I've always had an issue, like, not an issue with, because obviously sometimes it happens and you don't even realize it's happening, but, like, often when friends have broken up and have had, like, unfortunate situations in terms of dating in the past, and they bring those and basically throw those onto any future relationships, like, obviously trust issues or anything that was to do with that specific person, and they don't, like, look at it like, hey, this is someone new.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? It's almost like their current situation is, like, tainted by that of the past.
Yeah.
And it's like they're projecting all of the stuff that they had went through onto this new person that has absolutely nothing to do with it.
Yeah,
and obviously,
it's not fair.
Like, that, like, that's just putting them at a disadvantage and not really, like, letting yourself realize, like, is this gonna work? So, I don't know.
Just stay open. Be open.
Be open. Don't be fearful, because what is fear? Fear just, like, snowballs.
Yeah.
And it just becomes a big old ball of anxiety, and that is not fun.
When I started, like, doing online dating, I remember being so fearful of, like, the fact that I was gonna get rejected because they didn't like my, again, like, physical appearance, or they, like, they thought my personality was something different. And it was just, like, I came to learn, it's just, like, go. If they reject you, whatever. Live your life. Be you. Because obviously that person is not right for you. So, they're loss.
They're loss.
End of the day.
So, what do we have next? Just to
compliment
this discussion.
I just, to lighten the mood a little, I looked up some funny rejection stories.
Love it.
From an insider article. This one is personally one of my favorites. This,
okay. I haven't heard called, any of them, so this we're all listening for the first time.
So this guy writes, back in college, I was backpacking through Sweden with a friend. He was quite enthralled with a Swedish woman and constantly trying to hit on them. One day he asked one, excuse me, do you speak English? She answered, not today. Kept walking. I love that. I love her.
I want to be friends with her.
Yeah, that. She's that personality.
Oh my god, that's brilliant.
My friend.
Not today, sir.
No, just not today.
Not for you.
I don't speak English today. this one's really funny too. So this guy wrote, arrived at a coffee house for a casual first date encounter after indirect introduction. Her first sentence as when she walked in was, you're a bit short for my taste. Do you mind if I just cut out here? I'm 6 feet. I'm 6 foot two. And she was lucky to be breaking 5'3".
Wait,
she was 5'3". He's 6'2".
And she was upset with his height?
Yeah. You're a bit short for my taste. Do you mind if I just cut out here? I'm going to start saying that.
I'm just going to go.
Imagine.
That's absolutely brilliant. I would never have the gall to do that. Oh my god.
This one is, I met a girl online. We were chatting it up and she wanted to meet for a coffee.
Cute.
I get there a bit early, grab a table. She walks in, sees me, says, this isn't going to work, and left.
I would go into like a depressive coma. Like a self-induced depressive state.
I would just laugh. I'd finish my coffee. I would laugh.
There
I would leave.
There wouldn't be any coffee left. It would be compromised by my tears, like streaming and falling into it. I would just be, someone would have to carry me out and call 911.
Okay, I have two more. This one is, I met some guy through a friend and we had only talked online and texted. So we finally decided to meet up and the deal was we both bring a friend. Anyway, the four of us went to the movies and we were chatting and getting along great. I thought maybe this could go somewhere. After we all left, he texted me and said, it was really great meeting you, but you're really not my type. What's your friend's number? If I brought you to a date and someone did that to me, I'd be like, hell yeah. Her name's Brett. This is her number. This is her address. This is her Instagram handle, Twitter, Facebook.
I would give them, like, the number to the hospital. Like, I don't know. I would literally be so upset. Or, like, a helpline.
If it was one of my good friends and they were truly interested.
And if you weren't interested.
Yeah,
it would be different if you were, if you were interested in them.
Though. Yeah, yeah.
Because that would really complicate things, yeah. I think, at least.
My
God. Oh, my God. But what's your friend's number? Yeah.
I don't even know what my reaction would be like, and if I actually like this person.
I know, it would really, really depend if you were interested and, like, really attracted to him.
But here, again, like, I want my friends to get some, too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm all about that, so.
Yeah, no, and I respect that.
I would forward the number.
This is why we're friends. Oh, my God. You know what? I do respect, like, the honesty and, like, how quickly they were honest.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to, like, really pull, like, you know.
Yeah.
Dragging it out.
This one is kind of, So my friends and I were at a concert. We got backstage passes and we were invited to drink and chill with the band after the show.
Cute.
A band member was flirting, chatting me up when my very beautiful friend joined our conversation. Immediately and obviously turned his full attention towards her and did not say a word to me for the rest of the night. That I would just
Same.
Be like,
I would
true.
Be, yes,
true.
This is my life.
Yeah. If,
this is a theme. This is why you never invite the beautiful
Yeah.
Friends.
This is why, yeah.
Those
Sorry.
Girls stay at home.
Yeah.
We don't need you.
You can't come backstage. those
is
were.
Is that the last
one?
Those were funny.
There's this one. Wait, I got one more. The girl said she was sorry for not wanting a second date. The reason? She had a tarot card reading that said she'd be soon meeting her soulmate. Turns out she thought it was her boss and that the situation was complicated because she didn't know how to approach him about it because he was married.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Sorry if he...
Honey! No.
If you're pulling a tarot card to decide whether or not you're going on a second date and who your soulmate is, no, you don't deserve to be dating. It's inaccurate.
And also, like, get some help. Get immediately seek help.
Some people's kids.
Yeah, who raised you?
Yeah, who raised
you? Dear Lord.
But I think rejection as a whole, I don't know how I feel about it.
Not fun. I mean, I have to admit that a lot of my life, I've just been so fearful of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how I will interpret that and, like, how I will see myself, because I've always struggled with how I see myself.
Yeah.
Both physically and, like, I mean, my personality is pretty great, but...
Pretty cool, but...
pretty great person right here. But I don't know, I've just... I think I've done a lot of growing in terms of, like, emotional maturity the last couple of years, because, you know, anger has not been fun for me. Ugh. Anger has always been used as a crutch, so I've been really working on that. And so I just haven't really had time, but then also I didn't want to, like, pile on the rejection on top of, like, my own personal work on myself. That never
ends. And it's good that you, like, recognize that, because some people would just jump into a relationship to try to get that, like...
Well, like RuPaul says, if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you gonna love anyone else?
Honestly, it's so true.
How the hell? And it is true. So, like, right now, I've just been spending so much of my time, like, trying to love myself and, like, love the things that I've spent so long in my life hating about myself, both physically and, like, emotionally and mentally and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so I don't think that I was even capable of actually doing it. And that was so true. Like, I've rejected not so many people, relax. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's been situations in the past couple of years where I've really enjoyed them and really, like, had thought that there could be potential for something serious. And yet my fear for that and, like, my own emotional immaturity... actually had led for me to reject them, and it had everything to do with me and not them, and and then it just becomes messy. But, like, honestly, I just think that you really do need to be in the right spot to both, like, accept rejection as just, like, kind of a part of what dating is and, like, what you go through when you're dating, and to both, like, be willing to like, if there isn't any rejection and it is going well, to accept that and accept the love that someone else is giving you.
Love that.
Love it. It's cute.
That's beautiful.
I should put it on a card.
Honestly.
And I'll send it to you later.
Hallmark card, please.
Hallmark. Where? I'm your new...
Hire me.
Hire me. I won't have a job in 2 months.
Oh, my God.
But no, seriously, I think... I mean, I've definitely been someone... I've rejected someone. I've been rejected. I've been on both sides. And it really does hurt. And I think that's also, like, the fear of rejection does stop a lot of people from, like...
Dating.
Entering or jumping into dates. In there. Yeah. And so I think,
And, like, every time I do, like, I get into the car to drive to a date, I'm like, I always get that, like, kind of fear.
It's like
that
sinking, like, oh, God, I hate that feeling.
And I just make myself get in there, and it's usually okay. But.
Yeah. And then it's, like, half the time you're the one like, hey, man, I'm not even that invested or I'm not that interested in any ways.
If you're going to be a dick to me, see ya.
Bye. We don't want you.
You're not right for me anyway. Sorry. Yeah.
So I think that's kind of the end of our show.
Wow.
Wow.
On that
inspirational.
Note.
Inspirational speaches.
If you guys want any other inspiration, please email us or DM us.
Or don't. Just don't listen to us. Stop listening.
Goodbye.
goodbye. No, but this is our last show. No, next week's our last show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I got ahead of myself. I don't know what our last show is going to be. We probably won't know what
until
next week. But as per usual, and even though no one does and no one listens, send us anything you want us to talk about. Send us a funny story. Send us hate mail.
We're here for it.
Reject me.
We would love that.
Reject us as hosts. Let's do,
you know, like, what? If we got hate mail, I would love that drama.
I'd be like, fans.
Yeah.
Here are the fans.
Hey, we did. We called them out last week, right?
Yeah, we did.
I got a fan on Tinder.
Yeah, we did have a lot of Tinder fans at the beginning of our show.
Well,
a lot
I took
of
Wilf's it,
fans.
I took it out of my bio. I used to be my
and
Tinder bio.
And now our
bio.
Listenership has gone down to zero. Oh, my God. I had one guy really insult the fact that I was doing a radio show because he's like, radio doesn't exist anymore. And I'm just like, weird. Then what the hell am I doing every Thursday?
Yeah.
Like, am I just talking to myself?
Just talking, yeah.
There's a lot of hallucinations happening at the moment.
Well, maybe
he was also a
Laurier
student. he sucked. So whoever dates him, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry about your luck, bud.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Keep swiping right.
Keep swiping right, and we'll see you next week.